The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name John, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour, a lot of football talk, obviously. And if you haven't had a chance yet today, please go check out sportsmap.com. There's a lot of good stuff on there. Charlie Polillo has a video up on how the remaining schedule puts him in position for the playoffs. And also, shout out to my man Josh, who took today off. It took three of us to figure out how to put the video up.
Oh, so, boy.
That should tell you how valuable Josh Jordan is to the operation. Joel has column up on the Rockets needing to fix their bench. We've got Jermaine's observations from the NFL yesterday, Rockets report, football recap from Kayla Winters, who does a really good job on that. And then my column on Robert McNair is still up. So if you get a chance, please go check him out. Sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. You want to go through the NFL games?
Let's do it.
Well, because we've got to go back to Thursday because we weren't here.
No.
This was my first start to the week. My bookie had that $250 free play.
Yeah.
I took Bears minus -3.
And, ooh.
A bold play, I must say.
Bold strategy.
Because everything else you guys put up, everybody that got asked said Lions. But I took the Bears there because, frankly, I believe – Chase Daniel's a pretty good backup quarterback, and that's a good football team.
Yeah, they're solid, man. And Tariq Cohen with a big game. And
I wish they'd use him more.
I do, too. Everybody tells me, oh, he's not big enough to run between the tackles. I'm like, he's not big enough to get the, like, 1.5 yards per carry that they get with Jordan Howard? I feel like he probably can.
Yeah. But, you know, he's a weapon, and I like the way they're using him, and I like the way the Bears are playing, man. I think they're sneaky good if Trubisky's back and healthy. Cowboys beat the Redskins, and look, don't look now, but guess who's in first place in the NFC East?
Vaqueros de Dallas?
Your beloved Cowboys.
Boy.
I think they finally realized, just give the damn ball to Ezekiel
Elliott.
That's
all you got to do, yeah, man. And, you know, I mean, Washington was banged up. It still ended up being a pretty close game, like closer than probably the, what, it was 8 points?
I think it was 7.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a light cover, but the Cowboys did wind up covering at the end. Saints beat the Falcons 31-17.
Oh,
the Saints are just an unstoppable force right now.
They are. I was like, oh, I mean, 13 points. That this is where I lost, by the way, this weekend. 13 points, that's too much in the NFL. I mean, you can't give 13 points to a division opponent. And, yeah, you can if you're the Saints. The Falcons, I mean, granted, they left some money on the table, for sure.
But that's
they're dropping touchdowns going into the end zone.
Like, red zone woes. I mean, all of these are all things that have plagued the Falcons now for a while.
No doubt.
Except for the Super Bowl year, when they were really good at it. And until they get that sorted out.
They're done. Yeah. They're done for the year now.
4-7. Yeah, it would be just like them to win 5 in a row and finish a very Texans-like 9-7.
Yeah.
Bills beat the Jaguars 24-21. This was my favorite play of the week.
And I liked it a lot, too.
I think the Bills getting Allen back, and he didn't play great, but he wasn't awful. He ran the ball pretty well.
Josh Allen's got 3 wins,
yeah,
which, you know, it ain't bad for a rookie quarterback and who's missed, you know, damn near half the season. Josh Rosen doesn't have 3 wins.
No.
You know, I don't think Sam Darnold has 3 wins.
I don't think so.
So, I'm not saying he's great, but –
yeah, Darnold has – well, the Jets have 3. I think he got
I don't know that he's got all 3 of them, though. But either way, I don't think he's – maybe he's not quite as garbage as I thought he was.
Blake Bortles now he's back to the bench.
Yeah, he's garbage.
Yeah, he's – so Cody Kessler will be getting the start the rest of the way. But that was a game where the Jaguars, to me, it's pretty clear they've given up.
Yeah, they're quit, too.
Browns go in and beat the Bengals. We talked about that one a little bit earlier. Another good game for Baker Mayfield. And your Browns are now 4-6-1.
Same record as the Green Bay Packers.
Indeed, which we'll get to that. Patriots beat the Jets 27-13. And, man, having Gronk back just makes their offense that much.
Yeah.
He's just such a difference maker for them.
I saw someone on Twitter compare Gronk to the McRib. They said he's not there year-round. But when he is, he's a game changer, and that's what he was yesterday. He was there, and he was a game changer yesterday. So Gronk made a big difference for them. I mean, Julian Edelman had a game, and I think the reason why Julian Edelman was able to have the game he did and the reason they were able to run for 200 yards on the ground is because Gronk was there, and Gronk, he changes the way you have to defend that football team.
I was watching the Eagles game with our favorite Eagles fan, and but she had said all along the Giants were going to cover. She was hoping for a 3-point win. Guess what happened?
She got that 3-point win, and they got lucky to get that.
Yeah.
The Eagles are done. I mean, obviously the Giants are done too, but it's funny how – I mean, I guess it's week 12? This is about the time when you should figure out who's got it and who doesn't, but there's just a lot of teams that – had you asked me at the beginning of the season, would they be out of the mix by week 12, particularly in the NFC? If you told me the 49ers, Packers, Lions, and Eagles would all basically look like they're not going to have a chance to make the – and the Eagles have a chance,
I guess. Yeah, the Eagles are only a game out of the division.
If you're watching the Eagles play, you realize this team has no chance.
Yeah.
So, I mean –
although it's not like they're chasing much with the Redskins and Cowboys.
That's true, too.
So,
But all those teams would be this bad, I would have never believed it.
Buccaneers over your beloved 49ers, 27-9.
Yeah, Jameis Winston.
Jameis.
Getting back in the game.
Yeah.
You know, I'm guessing he's good for the rest of the season unless he goes out and throws 5 picks. But
well, that's going to happen at some point.
It probably will, but I don't know what the Bucs do long term. I was watching that game, and I'm like, God, they're blowing this team out. But all I can think about is, are the Bucs going to give Jameis Winston number one quarterback money? Like, is he going to be paid like a top 10 quarterback in the league? Which that's probably what it would take. And that's just crazy to me.
Seahawks beat the Panthers. I'm really pissed about this because in our game with Eric.
This is what got you?
Well, and I thought I had Seahawks plus 3.5, not Panthers minus 3.5.
Oh, no.
And I was like, okay, I think I'm 4-0 going into Monday night. And I looked at it and it's like, nope, you click Panthers. And that's what I get for trying to do it in a hurry because it was a short week and everything. And I was trying to get all my stuff done, and so I clicked the wrong button on it. I'm an idiot because I like the Seahawks in that game.
Well, Seahawks are now back in the playoff mix. I mean, they won 2 in a row, and it's Carolina, who looked like a playoff lock a few weeks ago. They've lost 3 in a row now, and it's like, are we sure about them?
I've never been sure about them all year. I've never been able to put my finger on the Panthers.
But now you're looking at, I mean, the Cowboys, Bears, Saints, Rams are the division leaders. Your wild card race is, I mean, Redskins have 6 wins. Panthers have 6 wins. Seahawks have 6 wins. The Vikings are 6-4-1. They've got the edge because they've got the tie.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Eagles, I guess, still hanging around in it, but not firmly in it. So the wild card is going to be interesting in the NFC.
It is. Well,
the AFC too, I guess, the second wild card.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think that's still up for grabs, although I still think that one's going to fall pretty much the way it looks right now, but we'll see.
When you say that, do you mean fall Colts or fall Ravens?
I think that's other than the second wild card is what I was talking about.
Okay.
I think everything else looks like it's going to go the way it is right now.
I'm going to make a bold projection right now on this program. If the Texans lose this game tonight, the Colts are going to win the South.
Okay.
If they win tonight, I think the Texans will win the South.
Yeah, I think the Texans need to have a two-game lead when those two teams play.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, I could see that, certainly. Ravens beat the Raiders 34-17, and Lamar Jackson, you talked about this. They get the Raiders this week. If he'd won the week before, then beats the Raiders, does he keep his job when Flacco comes back?
It's looking like he will.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to boot him out of there now. I don't know how sustainable the way they're playing with him is, you know.
I don't think it's something you can do 16 games with.
He didn't run
sure.
27 times.
No.
But, I mean, at some point, this guy, I understand he's a hell of an athlete, but at some point, don't you got to be able to throw the ball around a little bit? And we talked about that when he got drafted. It's like he's one of the most inaccurate quarterbacks in the whole world. I mean, he throws balls like 10 feet over a guy's head sometimes. It's just you never know where it's going to go. But he's got this athleticism that's just so fascinating. I like him as a gimmick type guy. I don't like him as a long-term answer, but I don't think they're looking at Joe Flacco as their long-term answer either.
Well, I think play like that now, and you hope over time he develops accuracy with coaching. He's got a good enough arm.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of
arm strength's not an issue.
All right, we'll get to the rest of these games when we come back. But right now, let's tell the people about My Computer Career.
My Computer Career. Yeah, listen, guys, if you are not happy in your job, maybe you're not making enough money, maybe you just don't like your boss or your co-host, it doesn't matter. You can change your life. MyComputerCareer.edu. And I'll tell you a story about a graduate that used to work at, like, a gas station, a job he couldn't get out of quick enough. A great student, such a great student, in fact, they hired him as a mentor. And since their program's designed for people with zero IT experience, they support their students with one-on-one mentoring. If you don't jump out of bed every day excited for work, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Don't have computer experience or training? They don't care. That's not what they're about. Help people start an IT career? That's what they do, guys. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. If you're just getting off work or you're going to go watch the game somewhere, come here. Hang out with us. Be here till 7. And a very cool place. Very easy to find. It's on Richmond and Chimney Rock. It's a whopping 3 minutes from the station.
Yeah, not too bad.
Because I got here today, and we had to post that video at Charlie's. And I have to have really high-speed internet for it to work. So I had to run back to the office and use that and then
come back. Where'd you find high-speed internet at the office?
Well, you know, on the Culture Map side.
Oh, they've got it. It's cranked up over there?
Well.
You've got a special Wi-Fi password on that side?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but see, it doesn't work in the studio.
Management life.
You know. What are you going to do? All right, we'll look at the rest of the games. Chargers, about the interesting thing about this was Phillip Rivers. 25 straight completions to start the game.
Unbelievable.
Tell me if this is good. 28 of 29.
Yeah. I mean,
damn incompletion.
What's even more unbelievable is Geno Smith comes in mop-up time. He throws three passes, all three incomplete.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a crazy, crazy showing by Phillip Rivers. And, I mean, that's pretty unbelievable.
Broncos beat the Steelers. Four turnovers by the Broncos defense. Listen, the Broncos are not a good football team, but they're a tough out. That's a tough place to play. They play hard. And that's not a good loss for the Steelers, because that's a team that was that's certainly in the hunt for that number two seed.
Yeah.
And that's a game you need to win if you're going to be in that kind of race, because they got some tough opponents coming up.
No doubt. And, you know, we mentioned the Ravens before. The Ravens they're not dead yet. Looks like the Bengals and the Browns are kind of dead, so you don't got to worry too much about them. But, yeah, the Steelers, they can't lose games like that.
We talked a little bit about Colts-Dolphins, and if it weren't for the day that Phillip Rivers had, we'd probably be talking a little more about Andy Luck going 30-37 and getting it done for the Colts, who continue to play good football. I think I'm one of the things that's made a big difference for them is having a healthy Marlon Mack, too.
No doubt.
And that's helped their offense.
Even yesterday when he went out of the game, it changed up what they were doing on offense. And, you know, they've turned guys like Eric Ebron has never had – I think they said yesterday he's got more touchdowns this season than he had in his entire career to date in Detroit. So they're just finding Jack Doyle. They're finding random guys and turning them into studs.
I really thought when Ebron was drafted he was going to be this kind of player.
I did too.
And it didn't work out for him in Detroit, but it's certainly working out for him with the Colts. And that's a team that's getting better as they go along. And
they've got the third longest winning streak in the NFL.
Yeah. And
behind your Saints and your Texans.
Yeah, well, those are my teams. So
I know.
Vikings beat the Packers 24-17. I think we can stick a fork in the Packers.
Packers are done. I mean, I'll tell you what's sad about the Packers situation. They've got one respectable win this whole season. And that's the Bears on opening night, which, if you recall, they could have easily lost. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers pulled a miracle out of his ass to win that game. Their other three wins, Bills at home, 49ers at home, Dolphins at home. That's it. I mean, they're not very good.
Yeah.
You saw last night, and you know, honestly, it's kind of unbelievable. They tied the Vikings early in the season because you watched those two teams last night, and for a half they were close. But at the end of you can tell who's better. The Vikings are just better.
Yeah, and I think they're just a more complete team, especially on defense, even with some injuries back there now.
Green Bay is going to be stuck with that choice of do we fire Mike McCarthy or not, because if they don't, I feel like they're sort of wasting Aaron Rodgers, and you don't get guys like that very often.
Well, we don't know how much longer he has.
No. Nope.
And I think that unless there's a miracle and they run the table,
well,
which is possible.
Remaining schedule. Cardinals,
win.
Falcons at home.
Win-win.
At Bears, at Jets, home Lions.
Yeah, they could run the table.
They could.
I mean, that Bears game's not going to be easy.
Bears game's going to be tough. Lions game won't be easy.
But
they've already lost to the Lions once.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say they're quite dead, but.
Okay, I kind of think they're dead. But
well, you think about it, when you got 6-5 teams in the wild card right now.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a shock if they were able to pull that off. I think they'd get in. D says, back in town after splitting time in Mississippi and Alabama last week. Took a case of Hopadillo and Love Street with me. Didn't last too long, as everyone loved him. Imagine that. Glad to be back to good beer and great radio. Thank you, D. Welcome back. Those are strong choices. Although I still cringe when I see mention of beer right now.
I had a little bit, too.
But, yeah. We shall see. 4-4-0, Browns dead. Texans are in for a rude awakening if they think that.
Who said Browns are dead? They're dead for their division.
Yeah. Let's not. You know.
There's a difference between a team who's quit on the season and a team who's has zero chance of winning their division.
Like,
I think the Browns are actually playing harder now than they were early in the season. But
it's too late. They're not good enough.
Yeah, they're not catching the Steelers. It's just not going to happen.
And, there's a difference between bad teams that have quit, like the Jaguars, and a team like the Browns that still feels like it has something to play for.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've won one game in 2 years. They had to – I mean, these games do mean something for them. And you look at the rest of their schedule, Browns at Texans. I wouldn't be shocked if they'd beat – but I just – more me not believing in the Texans. Panthers at home. Who knows what they are. At the Broncos, that's a loss. You get the Bengals at home, that's probably a win. Then they play the Ravens, who probably have something to play for at the end, too. So they could get the 7 wins. Then we'll get the 8.
No.
That tie is going to be what does it. You watch them.
That intern's been showing up. Keep asking, when's he going to go to the ATM?
Wouldn't it be funny if they won out? And not really. It wouldn't. But, yeah, I think it was it was a really interesting weekend of football. And we talked a little colleges in the first hour. That Ohio State game, I don't know what to make of Michigan. I mean, they just got destroyed in that game. And Ohio State's defense showed up for once.
Yeah, I'll say this. I wasn't shocked. And I didn't bet on that game. If I had to bet, I probably would have bet Ohio State. I didn't think it was a good matchup for Michigan. And it proved that it wasn't. Hmm. Because we talked about what Maryland was able to do to Ohio State. Michigan just doesn't have that same explosiveness on offense.
Or like Purdue. What Purdue was able to do to them, which, by the way, looks like hearing now Jeff Brom's going to stay at Purdue.
I am too. That's crazy.
But I think with Michigan, I mean, to beat Ohio State, you have to have some playmaking receivers, and you make some big plays there. And that's what Maryland was able to do and run the ball. Michigan doesn't have that kind of offensive firepower. And in part, I think it's the offense they run. And in part, it's just they don't have the horses.
Nope. And I think at some point, you're going to have to stop calling that a rivalry until –
yeah,
somebody shows up on the other side.
Yeah, it's been pretty one-sided.
Yep.
And you know what's funny? Nobody's talking about the Urban Meyer stuff anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be Michigan.
Yeah, like, okay.
And what's really funny is there's Michigan people who are like, we've got to fire Harbaugh. This guy, he's not doing it yet. Are you kidding me?
I mean, boy, but it's you know what it's like though. It's like if you're at Texas and you lose to Oklahoma every single year. Doesn't matter how good you are. At some point, yes, they're going to want rid of you. But I think that would be a mistake. I do think he needs to revamp that offense a little bit, though, and maybe bring in somebody who can open things up a little bit.
That's fair.
But yeah, I don't see any reason to get rid of him. Hey, guys, did you miss Black Friday at Texas Mattress Makers? That's okay, because guess what? It's still going on. And you can go and get Black Friday prices. All through the month of November, 30% off select mattresses off factory direct prices. This is going to go into December now. So if you missed out, hey, how about a gift? Go get a gift early. You could have a handcrafted luxury bed starting at $245 for a queen set. At Texas Mattress Makers, they take care of you there. They're going to make sure that you get on a mattress that helps you sleep well. They're going to try to put you on the best one for you. They're not worried about the price. You may want to buy a more expensive one. They'll tell you, no, this isn't right for you. And you're already saving 50% the minute you walk in the place off of what you would pay at a retail store. You might even be buying a mattress at Texas Mattress Makers made if you go somewhere else, and it's marked up, and you're not getting custom fitted. So go there today, and you don't have to worry about Black Friday because they're going to take care of you. 30% on top of that 50% you're already saving. Visit them today, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We're throwing a party with the Tweet Drive Foundation, and everyone is invited. It's free to get in. All you have to do is bring an unwrapped toy with you to the party. There'll be plenty of drinks, games, raffles, prizes, and fun. It's guaranteed to be the best Christmas party that's really a toy drive. All toys will go to the Snowdrop Foundation, which benefits the Texans Children's Cancer Center. Mark your calendars now to be at McIntyre's on December 4th. It's a Tuesday night, and we know you're not doing anything else more fun. So come to the party and help make Christmas special for a sick child and their family. Also, if you have not had a chance yet, please check out one of our new properties here at Gal Media, giftingmap.com.
Oh.
And until tonight.
It's up and live?
It is up and live. And there's all kinds of
I was still going through Innovation Map.
Well, Innovation Map
keep
is
it rolling.
Innovation Map is up and live. But the gifting map, and until midnight tonight, there's all kinds of holiday sale codes to get 15, 20, and 25% off. So go check it out. It's a great place to get gifts. There's a whole area just for the man in your life. So, you know, you want to get something for your favorite radio host, that's where you should go.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of favorite radio hosts, it is the legend that is Lance Zierlein. What's going on, buddy?
I can't believe AJ was still on Innovation Map when he wanted really gifting map. What a fool.
Lance, some of us are going in-depth on Innovation Map, and I'm reading every article on the site. So
okay. I skim.
I know you're just a skimmer.
I'm a skimmer.
Like, yeah, that's why you're not as innovative. You're never going to be an innovator if you just skim.
That's a good point. That's a good point. There's a reason it's called Innovation Map, and I'm a skimmer.
That's right. Skim Map is coming up. And Lance is actually gonna...
That's a totally different thing.
And, oh.
Yeah, that's a...
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, you probably don't want to watch that at work.
Well, Lance, you're the NFL expert. What are my... If I need to fade 8.5 fantasy points from DeAndre Hopkins tonight, what are my chances?
Exceptionally low.
Damn it. I knew you were going to say
that. Is it
that.
A PPR league?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
it
you're
is.
Dead. Anything short of a catastrophic
Christian McCaffrey.
Injury and you're done, yeah.
I don't want to cheer for a catastrophic
exactly.
injury, but if he was going to get hurt in any game, I would want it to be this one.
Well, you know, you hate to cheer injury, but...
Right. I'm just saying if he's going to get hurt any time this year, this is a good night to do it. Have a spat with the coach. I don't care what he does. Just, you know, don't go out there.
How about
there
be
and
used?
Show
what
up.
About used as a decoy?
That'd be good too. Yeah,
four catches for 42 yards, and Demaryius Thomas goes off for 7 catches on 136.
Now we're talking.
2 touchdowns.
Now we're talking.
That's better
than Demaryius Thomas.
Injury.
He was the decoy last year or last week. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins
0 catches for Thomas.
Yeah, so let DeAndre be that guy this week, and Demaryius Thomas can eat.
He's got to, right? He's got to be this week. I would think this is the week Demaryius Thomas gets going. I would think, but, you know, I would think the Texans are going to make a concerted effort in the – I would think that in the first few snaps, you're going to see a throw to Demaryius Thomas. They're going to script plays to get him involved early to kind of force Deshaun Watson to look his way, because let's face it. I mean, when Will Fuller's in the game, that's an explosive offense. We've seen that for 2 years. When Will Fuller isn't in games, for 2 years now, we've seen that it can really go south. So I think that they've got to find a second option other than, I'm not saying QT's not a decent player, but I'm just saying that I think Demaryius Thomas is a big, big part of what this offense could be. I don't think they can fully unlock this version of the offense until they get the second receiver really integrated into the game plan.
I kind of want to go through some of the teams that I find interesting at this point in the NFL season and get your thoughts on them. Mm-hmm. And I'll start with the Andrew Luck-led Colts, who have won 5 in a row now and look to be pretty serious. Are they, in your mind, a threat to the Texans in the AFC South?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you have to consider them a threat because they're still a head-to-head matchup between the two teams. Obviously, if the Texans handle their business today and then again against Jacksonville, they're still going to be okay. But, yeah, I think the Colts have to be taken serious because Andrew Luck right now, he's putting up an MVP caliber season. No one's going to talk about it because, you know, Pat Mahomes is just ripping the league to shreds, and you've got a few different quarterbacks, Drew Brees and Goff has had a big year. And so, there's Andrew Luck is not going to – he has to get comeback player of the year for what he's been through. Or J.J. Watt, I guess, is another one who could be in contention. Adrian Peterson. Yeah, but really what Luck has been able to do and what that Colts offense has been able to do, starting with the matchup against the Texans, that's where it all kind of took off. It's been pretty incredible how explosive they are. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty intriguing team too. It's led by, you know, Andrew Luck, a rookie, and Quentin Nelson has given them attitude. A rookie and Darius Leonard, their second round pick, has given them a playmaking linebacker who's the potential defensive rookie of the year. I don't know, and T.Y. Hilton is always a menace, but You know, I just I don't know that defensively they are if the Texans are hitting on even remotely close to all cylinders, I don't think the Colts can are going to beat the Texans in Houston. But that is not a layup game anymore, and that Cleveland Brown game isn't a layup at all anymore.
Well, let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens, who have won two in a row now with Lamar Jackson. And I said last week, if they beat the Raiders with him, they may not turn back. They may just decide, you know what, now's the perfect time, and Joe Flacco just got Wally Pipped. I mean, do you think the Ravens, what they're doing with Lamar Jackson, is something that they can do for any you know extended period of time, or is this just sort of until the league catches up to it, and do you think it's the right decision to roll with him going forward?
I think it's probably the right decision. I mean, look, we all, the three of us all play the game of probabilities, right? We want to know what our odds are in terms of potential for success. And I would say that you know the sample size is an extended sample size for Joe Flacco. You know what your offense is going to be with Joe Flacco. It's not going to be explosive. You may have a flash here or there, but it's pretty much going to be down the middle to underneath, you know, to under the desired numbers of what you're expecting offensively. That's what it's going to be. It's not going to be different. I really don't care what else you do. Lamar Jackson, one of the reasons he was maybe the biggest wild card in the entire NFL draft last year was because he has the running capability of a slashing running back. And I'm not talking about, well, he's a running quarterback. I mean, he has the ability of a slasher in the open field, a slasher meaning a running back. And so anytime he leaves a pocket, it could be a first down or even a touchdown. And even if he and I look at him this way, and I said this during the draft process too. I said, look, I know he's going to make some mistakes. He's going to fumble. He's going to have interceptions, things like that. But I'm not worried because that's like a home run hitter who strikes out. I don't care as long as he hits home runs. And with Lamar Jackson, we saw yesterday, he can hit enough home runs. Sometimes the home runs will be extending a third and 18 with his legs, or it'll be a 50-yard run to get him down in a scoring position at the end of a game. But he's a home run hitter, and you can fade strikeouts from a home run hitter. The area that concerns me is not his growth as quarterback, because I think that's going to happen at a certain pace, but it's whether or not he can stay healthy. And I think that's going to be a legitimate concern over over his entire career, it's going to be a concern. But I do think it's the right move to make. You were going nowhere with Flacco. It's stagnant. It's time to just make a full-time change over to Lamar Jackson and let him start growing.
What about the Carolina Panthers? Lost three in a row now. Are the wheels totally coming off with that? I mean, they got a record-breaking day from Christian McCaffrey yesterday and still lose. And I guess while we're at it, you can talk about the Seahawks and which direction they're going. But man, those two teams have different arrows next to their names right now.
So it kind of felt like, well, that was a bad loss for Carolina, because that one should have, you know, that one easily could have been a win. But, I never really fully bought into Carolina, but I'm not sure why. And I guess maybe end up being right on that one. I don't know. But to me, the bigger story is not necessarily three straight losses in what is a division that no one's going to catch the Saints. It's really what Russell Wilson has been able to do with the Seattle Seahawks. That's been a team that had chirp, 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 Michael Bennett. Chirp, 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 Richard Sherman. You had Beast Mode, who was a big personality. And you had all. Now you've got basically a team that's just playing football with kind of a no-name running back, solid wide receivers. You don't have the Legion of Boom out there anymore, so you don't have all, you know, that flash and pomp and circumstance of what was a really amazing secondary. You just got guys out there playing football. And I think right now this is one of the better – I honestly think this is one of the better jobs that the Pete Carroll has done. And I think this – what Russell Wilson is doing right now with that Seattle team and winning away from home is really one of the better stories in the NFC. It's going to get overshadowed by Saints and Rams, but that's really a terrific story to me.
What's going to happen in the NFC East? Obviously, the Cowboys have now tied Washington. Eagles are a game back. How do you see that playing out?
I mean, I wouldn't rule the Eagles out, but what a pathetic win that was yesterday for the Eagles. I mean, just, my gosh, you can't cover anything, really. But, I guess
wonder what side of that you were on.
I guess they won, but
You were on the opposite side of Fred and I.
I guess they won the game.
We were on the winning on the right side.
You were on the winning side. You won with the Giants, who had three total wins for the year.
I mean,
with the Eagles, the Super Bowl hangover is obviously an issue. I think losing Frank Reich has really hurt Carson Wentz in the offense more than anyone expected. I wouldn't rule them out, but I mean, it's Dallas's division to win. Without Alex Smith, I think that team. I never thought that highly of Alex Smith this year as their quarterback, but he was a guy that would manage games fairly effectively. I just don't think an older Adrian Peterson down the stretch, and then a Colt McCoy. I just don't think that's enough to hang on against the Dallas Cowboys. Now that Dallas has figured out, wait a minute, if we give this to the Elliott guy, we seem to be better offensively. So now that they figured that out and they added Amari Cooper, which, you know, I didn't love it for the first round pick, but it's paid some results. It's paid off this year. I think that's Dallas's division to lose. And I can sit there and act like Philadelphia is going to come back. When are they going to play good football? They haven't played good football all year, so I don't know why they're going to start now.
One more team, the Packers, who now 4-6-1, 0-6 away from Lambeau. What do you think is wrong with that football team? And I mean, what? I don't know if you're on the they need to fire Mike McCarthy bandwagon or not, but I kind of am, because I feel like, yeah, man, you're wasting Aaron Rodgers at this point.
Well, it's time for a change. I mean, they've had their run. It's been a nice run for McCarthy, but it's time for a change. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is fully buying into him, and their running game is, they're getting a little something out of Aaron Jones, so you can't say that. They got an offensive line that's pretty decent. They've just got kind of guys in the wide receiver, and then their secondary is just very, very average to below average. They just don't play consistently. So I think the talent upgrade, you know, Clay Matthews is getting old. Remember, Clay Matthews came into the league the same time as Brian Cushing. Cushing's out of the league now, so I don't know how much longer Clay Matthews is going to keep going. So I think they need a talent infusion. They need some guys with some juice on defense. They're just not talented enough. When you saw the roster with Thielen and Cousins and Diggs and all that great talent on the defensive side of the ball for Minnesota, I thought there was a clear disparity in talent that Green Bay just couldn't get away from. I mean, they just aren't talented enough right now to win that division. In fact, I would say that, you know, the time they may have gotten passed by the Chicago Bears, their time of being better than the Bears may be over, because the Bears are an upcoming ascending team and the Packers are kind of a declining team.
You know, the Packers are 14-point favorites next week against Arizona.
I mean, I don't see how you can do that. I mean, I know Arizona hasn't been good, but how's Green Bay? Green Bay doesn't – I don't know. I don't think Green Bay has any juice left. I don't. I wouldn't lay that kind of number with the team that
14 on a team that's 4-6-1. The Chiefs are 15-point favorites against the Raiders.
I mean, so, wow, 15 granted, against the Raiders. That must be on the road.
That's on the road. Yeah,
15-point
road
favorite. 15-point
road
favorite. Wow.
Yeah, that's the that's the new NFL for you, man.
I just can't even get my head around a 15-point road favorite. But, I mean, when you were telling me 15 against the Raiders and 14 for Packers against – I mean, one of those sounds like a great value, and then you realize, well, it's on the road, and then you realize, I don't care.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Oakland's terrible.
Yeah. Did you get to watch any college football this weekend?
I did. I did watch what? Some. I mean, the game, obviously the A&M game was just unbelievable, and that was a big, big win for Jimbo Fisher, because Jimbo was just this close multiple times to going 2-4 in the SEC West, and that's no different than what Kevin Sumlin did. Now, granted, I think they're kind of headed in the right direction regardless, but it was, what a huge difference it makes to beat LSU as opposed to lose LSU. I think that's a major, major turning point potentially for that university, for that program.
Did you get the feeling, and I'll ask you about both games, but I was telling Fred at the beginning of the show, the LSU A&M game and the West Virginia Oklahoma game had the feel of games that the referees knew what the outcome was going to be before the game got through.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, every single call that could have gone for one team or for, you know, and Aggie and Oklahoma were the beneficiaries there. But every call that could have gone either way or should have gone either way went their way.
Fred, are you listening to this Longhorn bias with this anti-A&M, I don't have any Longhorn bias. Anti-Oklahoma? No. This is so coincidental. Where did you come before you were here in Houston, AJ?
I will tell you, I did have some anti-Oklahoma bias because I had plus three. I did get a push, but that over was like my easiest play of the year maybe. Well, and that's another thing. What do you think about the total coming out for Texas-Oklahoma at 78?
I mean, how are you going to put Oklahoma lower than 78? Honestly, I mean, how are you going to make it lower than that when Oklahoma gives up 40 to Kansas?
Well,
Texas got 40 on them last time, didn't they? Like, doesn't everyone get 40 on them?
It's an automatic. And I thought the number would be, you know, 83, 84. They come out with 78. They played outside earlier this year, and the total was 93.
Texas can't bust 24 on Baylor or Kansas. I mean, you have to factor that in Oklahoma. A little bit.
No, those teams aren't Oklahoma.
I know that you're right. Those teams aren't Oklahoma, meaning those teams are better defensively.
Oklahoma will give it up, and the pace that they play with is a give it up type pace. And I told Fred the other game that I'm excited about for this weekend for college. I think Georgia getting 13 points is very generous.
I don't know that Georgia's a live dog, but I will say that I think that's a lot of points against a team and a coach who they have the competitive mindset and head coach that could eventually match up with Alabama. We saw it in a national championship game. I'm not sure anyone's matching up this year with them with Tua, but Fromm had a good game. I'm kind of with you. You know, from a mental toughness standpoint, one of the only teams that I think could win that, could beat Alabama is going to be Georgia. I just don't know that they have enough talent on both sides of the ball. The game that we haven't even talked about this, but I watched all of Michigan and Ohio State. My gosh, what a laydown by Michigan. And when in the world did we get a 100-point game in the Big Ten? What is the world coming to?
Well, we got one in the SEC, too. It's that kind of week.
Yeah, but that took seven overtimes.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Wasn't even an overtime game. Ohio State got to 62 by themselves.
By the way, you know who the – Who's number so Tua and Kyler Murray are 1 and 2 in total QBR for college football. You know who's third? Jake Fromm.
Oh, is he really? Well, he's just quietly putting together
Fromm's
a real solid number.
Had a really good season, man.
Yeah, I like Jake Fromm, and you could see he wasn't afraid last year, the big moment. That's why you got to have a quarterback. Now, he's not afraid of the big moment, but he's not going to be a guy that can bother Alabama with his, you know, with his movement out of the pocket. That's where Kyler Murray is a wild card, but Tua might hit 80 on Alabama on Oklahoma. So I don't see any way Oklahoma can beat them because their defense is such an embarrassment to the game of football. I like doing that because Oklahoma fans got all salty this weekend when I talked about how embarrassing the two defenses were, and Oklahoma fan was, you know, trying to clap back at me like, "What are y'all talking about? You're the only team that can give up 40 to Texas. Well, you and West Virginia. You know, you're the only defense that can make Kansas look like an offensive juggernaut. Like, there's no arguing the fact that Oklahoma's defense is bad this year. It's just not arguable.
All right. Lance Zerler.
Their offense is really, really good, though.
Yeah, you can hear him on the bench 7 to 9 every morning and hangs around until 9:30 with John and Raheel and Dell. And I know you you have some grills to talk about.
I do have some grills, and one of my favorites, one that I started off with, and this is by no means, you know, I'm not calling it a starter grill because I think it's a starter grill. I think it's an ender grill. I think it's everything in between, the Traeger. The Traeger is one of the great names with the wood pellets grills because they came out, and when I first heard about it, Rick Martin told me about it. My man Michael over at Pete's Fine Meat said, "You got to see this." I went to his butcher shop and saw it. He was doing all of his smoking and grilling on it, and I was blown away. And then I got to find out Texas Star Grill Shop really educated me on the entire process. And then what you end up finding out is you can be a novice and get this grill and turn it on to the temperature you want, and you turn into a pit master as long as you get good meat and you season it properly. the grill will do all the work for you. Whether it's 100 degrees outside or 30 degrees, that thing will just keep on going while you get to stay in the home and monitor the temperature of your grill or of your food, the internal temperature, right there on your phone. Why don't you ask about that when you go into Texas Star Grill Shop? They'll find you the grill that's perfect for you, whether it's the Green Mountain or the Traeger or the Kamado Joe ceramic cooker. Maybe you want that Pits and Spits heavy-duty wood pellet grill. No one ever thought Pits and Spits would get into the wood pellet grills, and yet here they are, and they're doing it phenomenal. All the assembly and delivery is absolutely free, and there is a great holiday sale going on right now for you when you go to TexasStarGrillShop.com. This is the place to get all your marinades, your rubs, your seasonings, and every type of barbecue accessory you can imagine. In fact, it's a great holiday gift idea to go into Texas Star Grill Shop and find something for that person you love. Two locations, one in Spring off Louetta, and the other location is at 2045 Southwest Freeway. That's my home shop at Shepherd, 59 in Shepherd. Stop in, tell them Lance Erline sent you by. It's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. 94.1.